Yeah. What's up, Lagos? Yes. I'm so glad I'm a woman.
You are.
I'm so glad I'm a woman. I'm so glad I'm a woman.
Stretch, you can't be saying that. You can't be saying you're a woman.
I'm singing a song.
No, but he doesn't say. No, the song doesn't
say. I'm so glad I'm a woman.
Yes. So what are you saying now? Are you discriminating?
Should I now say I'm a man? Because I don't understand.
No, listen. I choose to identify with women today. Today, I'm Stretchalina.
I beg. Stay in your gender. We see.
I'm Stretchianda.
We are okay with the population already.
Stretchalina, excuse me.
Yes, we don't need you.
You're gender shaming me.
I'm not gender shaming you. Stay in your gender. Now your time is coming. International men.
Only one day. That day itself is men that will take women out. But really speaking, good morning. And if you're a woman out there, and if you're someone that identifies with women like I am, 100%, mm-hmm. I say good morning to you and happy International Women's Day. Yes, women, listen, you guys rock, all right? You guys
You
guys rock. Honestly speaking, today I'll take everything, just bring it on. Good morning and welcome to you. Welcome to the show. It is called What's Up, Lagos? What's up?
I think today it's going to be bad if we say, what's up, women? But no.
You have said it already now. All right, it's 11 minutes past our 10. And how do we do it on the show every day? If you're joining for the first time,
you missed quite a lot. Where have you been? Mm-hmm.
But it's good to be with us. Yeah. Yes, we should introduce ourselves. We should do that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm Feta. Yes, okay. That's my name.
Okay.
Just Feta.
All right.
So, and he's Stretch.
Okay.
Stretch Cool.
Okay, so that's it.
We start the show with sound off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, Monday to Fridays, yes. And it looks like this is the perfect time, the perfect weather to start off with that show,
okay.
That particular segment. So,
all right.
Let's go on a break. When we come back, it's What's Up, Lagos.
International Women's Day. She's in charge.
Yeah.
Something. All right, we'll be back.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3. Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's 12 minutes past the hour 10, and this is Sound Off. And today, Sound Off, we've been talking about the situation in the city, how politicians are trying to make it a tribal thing and trying to heat up the polity. I borrowed that phrase. Mm. But today also is International Women's Day, and one way or the other, we're going to have to marry the two.
Sure.
Well, I want to say kudos to women. Every female listening now and every man who understands the fact that women are a key part of your existence. Nobody came to earth without passing through a womb.
Mm.
So I want to call you this morning special assistance on creation. God couldn't have made anybody without women. God couldn't, if you don't believe in God, please stay on one side. But God couldn't have created any human being without that womb of yours. And you as a woman, pain, blood, tears went through gestation. I don't care if you had an epidural. I don't care if you had a surrogate mom or something. You put a lot into birthing children. God couldn't just drop someone from heaven and say this child is so you are special assistant on creation. Without you, there's no creation. That keeps you in an important position. And I want to say, I actually sincerely doff my hat for all the women on Mother Earth. Not only today, but forever.
Forever.
But right now, we're calling on you women.
Hmm.
Every man has a woman in his life. Even if you don't want to recognize it, someone gave birth to you. So now we're asking the women folk, as we mark International Women's Day today, we need you to step in. There was a revolution sometime in the Philippines, and the soldiers were out there with their guns, fierce looking. But who were in the front row? Women with flowers. And they went, talked to the soldiers, "You guys are kids. You're not going to kill us because we're protesting." And that's, in a nutshell, how that revolution ended, with flowers and women. So we're calling on women today. That politician has a mother, has a wife, has a sister. That man who's going to carry a machete has a mother, has a sister, has a wife. That person who is out there fomenting trouble, having meetings in the middle of the night, spending monies to destroy stuff, spreading the wrong narrative, has some woman he should listen to, or she should listen to, as the case may be. So we're calling on you. The role that you've been given to play, you will not like a product of that unique part of you called the womb go to waste if there's any skirmish or any situation of trouble in the city or in the country. They estimated in 2015 that Nigeria was going to conflagrate. It was going to get on fire. But somehow the Nigerian spirit, and maybe the women out there, made it not happen. Now they predicted that this election 2023 was going to be, somehow they've told their citizens to leave Nigeria. But as we speak, we're still standing. They expect this next election to be breakpoint, that Nigeria will get chaotic. But see, I have a belief in you, the women out there. I plead with you this morning. We plead on this show this morning. And we ask of you, do what mothers do, nurture. Do what mothers do, save. Do what mothers do, talk to someone. Bring them down. This is not the Nigeria we dreamt of. We can't destroy what we've built all through. It's just an election coming up. After the election, there is life. So we ask you on this wonderful day, the 8th day of the month of March, International Women's Day, we plead on WhatsApp Lagos this morning that all the women out there, take that step. If you've not spoken about this before, let today be your first day. Talk to someone. They will. Even if they wield guns and they look fierce, they know their mom. They know their wives. They know their sisters. You can do this, and you can make a step, make a contribution into this situation.
Yeah, so you see, the thing is, we take a day out of every year to celebrate you as a woman, to celebrate us. I'm a woman too. And the time has passed when women would sit back and fold their arms and just watch things happen. Now they are in control. They know they are part of the system. And if there's anybody anywhere in the society right now who says, "Oh, women don't have a say," I don't know where you're from. I don't know where you're existing, because that time has changed. So women, you have to know that you have a place and you have something to contribute. And in this period of elections where people are just, you know, some people are still see, don't look, they don't care whatever is happening, because in their mind, what's my business? I'm a woman. As a woman, you're a potential mother. So as Stretch as just said, as a woman, you have the power to create. So whatever you can create, of course, you know you have to nurture. You have to know that if there's a day that is set aside to celebrate you as a woman, it means that you have to rise up to an occasion when you are needed. And at this point in time, you are needed. Whatever position you occupy, use it to speak the truth. Use it to clamp down on the things that should not be in the society. Because as a woman, you are part of the society. Nobody's relegating you to subhuman status. You are human. You are part of the society. And you have a role to play. And it's safe to say that at this point, you can look within yourself and ask yourself, what can I do to my environment, to my society, to my nation? Right. Because you have a part to play, really. It's not about, oh, today is International Women's Day. We celebrate you for all the good work you're doing. Do the good work. And do whatever you can as a woman that you'll be proud of, and posterity will thank you for it.
All right. Do the good work. And that she said, well, the aim of International Women's Day 2023 is embrace equity.
Yeah.
Campaign theme is to get the world talking about why equal opportunities aren't enough. And that is what we're celebrating today. Embrace equity. Like she said, you are not just a number.
You're included in the number.
Included in the number. And I want to give you this other title this morning, Special Assistant on Creation. And that was Sound Off. I'll take you to Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes, live. All right, first one to start giving out the... they think it's money. It's not money.
It's not money.
I want to hear out the numbers. The numbers that you can call us on and send SMS, I mean, send WhatsApp messages to. We're about to start. We're about to kick it on. International Women's Day. Today I'm officially female. Officially, Stretchelina. All right? 10:21 on the clock, and it's time for don't. If you, they will hiss at
you. It's how you came prepared with a name for yourself.
No,
but you not come dressed like one of us.
No,
you can't not be one of us.
Where's
your hair? Where's your makeup? Where's your nails?
Do you know everything
that makes you feminine?
Well, everything that makes me feminine. How? It starts from the name.
Maybe you should start talking like this now.
One for business. There are people. Look at how she do her hand. All right, 10:21, and we want to, from now till 11 o'clock, we want to celebrate women.
Let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we want to completely, totally celebrate women. If there's a woman in your life, even if you think nobody knows her, she's in one village in Kaura Namoda, or she's in Ogwashuku, or she's the one in Otueke, yeah? Or she's in Isaleko, or she's in Itutaba, in Ibadan. Anywhere she is.
Treasury places, you just mentioned they exist, have you?
Yeah, okay. Like, seriously.
Okay. Oh, you're already doing like, seriously? Oh, yeah, they are coming.
Yeah, today I'm going to be acting like, oh, God for me.
You can't.
All right, so let's get to it. If there's any woman you want to celebrate, this is your 60 seconds, yeah? Mm. And if you want to send a message on WhatsApp, we will read your messages. It's time to bring the women to four. If she's done, that woman gave me free akara when I was going to school. She might not win a national award, but she wins your award. And this is time to bring her on here. If it's your mom, single mom, she raised 7 of us by herself. She sold her lapa. All those stories, we want to bring them here today. International Women's Day.
Women, generally.
All right. So let's get to it. The phone lines, 0700 993-993-993. Or if you are a woman, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. SA
Noise. Yes, for the WhatsApp, you can call 080-9597-5805. You can send your messages to that number, 0809-597-5805. It's funny how Shred says, call in, but there's a woman beside him and he has not even celebrated. I don't need it.
Feta, calm down.
Calm down. I'll look forth.
Don't worry. Yours is...
Yeah, I got things arranged for you.
Don't worry.
I'm just saying, like, you could have started with, you know...
I celebrate
by
you
example.
Every day.
Like, but it's okay.
All right, let's go to the phone lines before she spoils my bad name.
We don't have.
Take a couple
of
calls. Then we take a break and we'll be back. All right, let's go to it. What's up, Lagos?
Please now, turn down the volume now.
What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please. Ouch. Okay.
No.
First caller didn't do it well.
You can imagine.
All right, quickly, 30 seconds. Can you do this? What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hey, Lagos!
Your way.
Yeah.
Love it.
What's your name? Hello?
Are you there?
Okay. No. Shall I go?
There's got to be something wrong.
All right.
We cannot squeeze in somebody.
All right. We'll let this go.
Because we were shot for like 30 seconds first. But you're not allowed to talk. We don't have that time.
All right. So prepare yourself. Please turn on the volume of your radio set before you get to call us. And when you call us, please give us the WhatsApp, Lagos. We'll be out for like 12 minutes. We go sort out some things. And when we get back, we'll start where we stopped. What's up, Lagos? Yes, we're back and we're going straight to the phone lines. 10:38 on the clock, and we're asking you to celebrate women. Any woman in your life, any woman around you, or if you want to celebrate yourself, your mom, your aunt, Feta. Go ahead and do that.
No, wahala. You can celebrate me. That's not your problem. So I'm going to WhatsApp straight right now. Okay. And this one says, what's up, Lagos? My name is Olajumoke Odusanwo. I want to appreciate my number one woman, my mother. She has been there for me and my siblings. She's a good woman to all. Also to my lecturer, Mrs. Onodikpe of College of Health Technology, Ilese. I'm not sure I got that correct. Yeah. She made me who I am with her great way of lecturing with ease. Wow. It all started when I gained admission, but I was not happy with the course I was giving, but she made me see the advantages of that course. Today, I'm proud I made that choice. Happy International Women's Day to every woman out there.
Awesome.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, this is very long. Okay, but this says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, my wonderful presenter. First, I want to wish that beautiful woman presenter happy International Women's Day.
Her name is Feta.
You've been amazing on the show. Thank you. I want to wish myself happy International Women's Day. I'm strong. God has blessed me with strength. I deserve happiness.
You got it, girl.
I also want to say happy International Women's Day to Mrs. Aduni Adelabu, my special woman with the sweetest heart. Fantastic and beautiful. Thank you for taking me like a kid, sis. From the day we met, you've been nothing but amazing. Mm-hmm. Happy International Women's Day to all my aunties, all my big sisters out there, those who have tried in their own way to fill my gap, my late mom's death cause. I appreciate you all. Happy International Women's Day to all female daughters in the world.
I think her name, she put her name there. I think it's Blessing. I think her name is at the end of that.
No, she didn't put her name. Name is Blessing. Oh, okay. Yes. Beautiful. Blessing.
All right, so let's go to the phone line 0700-993-993-993. And we're getting a call. We'll get some calls also.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, let's go straight to it. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Welcome. You're still alive.
Right. It's Leke from Taigan.
Leke. How you doing, Leke?
How far are you?
All right, go ahead, Leke.
Okay, by the grace of God, I'll be happy this year, and I want to absolutely appreciate my mom. I'm feeling really challenged, and he has been there. I never see him coming for one.
Aww.
Maybe he regretting to have been me.
Yeah.
Or I'm a burden for her. So, he has been, there is no way I can thank him enough. I just called to thank him for all over the world to help me to appreciate the wonderful woman, Mama. Please, listen to you. I really appreciate you. And also, I have five to see me.
All right.
They are all female. They are all passionate about me.
Oh, that is so sweet.
All my mind, my life. All of my friends, everyone.
No.
In other words, the world, I joined the foot. Thank you, Leke.
All right. Thank you so much, Leke. Thank you. Leke is quite passionate right there. All right.
Are you there? You can speak.
Hello. We have another caller. Hello. Hello.
What's up, Leke?
What's up? What's your name, sir?
Lagos.
What's up?
Good morning.
Morning. What's...
In fact, you just make my day every morning.
Aww. What's your name, sir?
My name is Olumide Kayo Diomashebi.
Okay. Nice. Welcome.
Well, I think Feta would know who I am.
Of course, yes.
I want to quickly just make a Mother's Day wish for my wife.
International Women's Day. I will not mind you.
I'm hiding in the corner of the house to make the call.
All right.
I really appreciate my wife because she makes life very easy for me.
Aww.
When people say, marriage is hard, she really has made me not see that part.
Okay.
What I do is very, very stressful. Mm-hmm. I'm away from home. I'm always from one place to the other. I'm never around. She makes me just look forward to coming home because there's rest in the house.
Woo!
You know, I just want to come home. You know, that a lot of people can't say, but you know, I just want to come home. And she's just really made my life a very, very easy journey. I've been able to achieve so much because of her support. If not for her, what I do would not be very possible.
All right.
So just to wish her a happy International
Women's Day. I know you will seal it with a gift, Abby. Hey. Not just greeting her.
I will do my best.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much
Thank
for calling
you
in.
For calling.
All right, let's go. More calls.
Beautiful.
More calls. Back to back to back. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. What's up?
Love it.
How are you doing?
Yes. I'm doing good. What's your name, sir?
My name is Theophilus.
All right, Theophilus.
Lagos mainland.
Theophilus, can you take your hand off the back of your phone?
Okay, can you hear now?
Yes. All right, go ahead.
Okay, okay, okay. First of all, I'd like to wish a happy International Women's Day. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
The connection is not too good, bro.
It's not too good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, it's where you are. I mean, but we got the meat of your message, right?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we
yes,
can.
Yes, we can,
hear
but
you.
It is fluctuating.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's
all right,
a bad
we have to
name.
Let you go. Thank you so much. We got the message anyway.
All right. All What's right. up, Lagos?
Yeah, welcome, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's your name, sir?
Happy Women's Day.
Yeah,
International
thank you.
Women's Day. Happy International
Mostly
Women's Day.
Mostly go to Feta, the lady talking them studio.
Aww.
Come off it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, she was from getting married to, you know. Uh-huh. Having a baby. She was getting married to.
So me that I'm here, I'm blind, Abby.
Wow.
No, okay, okay. You know, that day is coming.
I can't see Abby.
That day is coming.
Better watch it.
Wait, that is day is
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, that day is coming. Also to my mom and all the women in the world. You know, mostly the women in politics in Nigeria.
Mm.
I wish them happy Mother's Day.
Mm. International Women's Day, not Mother's
yeah.
Day.
International Women's Day.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
No,
same
it's
thing.
Not
the same
it's
thing.
It's not to,
women.
You know,
International Women's Day.
Yes. Bera.
Yeah, I like the step, which they are all taking in the country.
Right.
And I wish for many more.
All right, thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
All right, it's
okay.
International Women's Day.
International Women's Day. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
You're still alive.
Yes.
Hey, Wu. Stretch one.
Oh, what the mother? Jesus.
How are you, Victor?
Send the test on my phone. After sending test, it was phone.
As in,
yeah. I'm going to go test tomorrow.
Why not?
Yeah, God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my
bless
sister.
You. Thank you.
Let me just fire before time goes.
Please, fire.
My appreciation goes to my mom, though late.
Okay.
Then I appreciate Netta. She's a wonderful woman.
Thank you.
I want to appreciate every wonderful woman across the globe. I want to thank Barrister Omoshebi that just called a few minutes ago.
Okay.
I want to appreciate everybody. But before I drop, I won't forget Madam Chioma. Then my wife is an angel. In fact, if not for my wife, stretch one, I won't be, by special grace of God, God used my wife to save my life.
Hmm.
When I had stroke, that was penultimate year.
Wow.
I was taken to the hospital. I was advised that if I don't do brain surgery, that I would die. Then, I lost the line. I had a seizure in the vehicle while I was going to the hospital. When I was rushed to the Lagos State University Teaching Hospital, do you know that somebody called my wife and told her that she should stop making noise, that the problem is brain tumor, that it is 50-50, that most people don't survive it. Why should you come to the hospital and they are shouting that nobody is attending to your husband? You should go and look for money to do another thing instead of looking for money to do brain surgery and you are here shouting at us to attend to your husband. Do you know, after that discouraging words, my wife came back to where I was being laid on the stretcher and kissed me and said, sweetheart, you know what? You will not die. God will make you survive everything. At the end of the day, my wife, though, she wasn't earning much. She went and took a loan of 1 million naira and eventually we had I did the brain surgery on the 2nd of March 2022. You can see that I'm very, very healthy now. I'm very, very lively. I'm full of life. Wow. So God used the wife of my youth to save my life. So my appreciation goes to Esther Sonia Ngozika Igwe Victor. God will continue to bless her. Thank you very, very much.
Yes.
Wow.
We broke our rules to let you finish that story because the story is quite inspiring. Mm-hmm. Yes. Madam, thank you so much.
Thank
He's appreciated
so much.
You, and you know God will bless you.
Bless you. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's on the line? What's up,
What's
Lagos?
Up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Hey!
Yes.
That's what I'm doing the program.
Oh, boy. Good morning to you.
Life.
My name is Sunday. I'm calling from VI. So I want to really, really appreciate all the women for the good work that they have done for this International Women's
Day.
Mm-hmm. So, number one, my wife that laid a solid editing foundation of whoever I am today. God first, but she's second.
All right.
She has been so good doing everything like the other guy said. When I had this problem of I could not pull, I could not urinate, I was taken to the hospital. There was no help anywhere. But she has been running around to make sure that everything, you know.
All right. So can you mention
where?
Can you mention your wife's name so that we move on? Other people want to call on to. All right. Just what's her name and what's her name?
Her name is Blessing.
Okay.
Ebang.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Madam Blessing Ebang. Thank you so much.
We will
celebrate you today.
Ooh,
all right.
Okay.
Let's make it short and simple so other people can put their own on the phone line. Hello. Who's there?
What's up, Puerto Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Nato, cheers to life.
What's your name, sir?
To say Happy Women's Day to all men.
All right.
Mr. P.
Oops, the phone line again. Hello. Sorry about that. The connection is really bad. All right. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
yes, yes, yes. What's your name, sir?
What's up, man? My name is Taiwo from Lekki.
Taiwo, go ahead then.
Yeah, I want to appreciate two women in my life.
Okay.
Number one is my mother.
All right.
I want to appreciate Mrs. Elizabeth Yeboa.
Mrs. Elizabeth Yeboa.
Elizabeth Yeboa, yes.
That's Ghanaian.
While I was young, yeah, she married to a Ghanaian man.
Okay.
While I was young, I was so sick from birth.
Hmm.
I want to appreciate her because, you know, she never lose hope on me.
Yeah.
She said, this boy will live.
Yeah.
And thank God that I am today.
Woo!
Doing great.
Mm-hmm. That is
the second woman in my life is my wife.
Okay.
This is Oluwatosin. Oluwafunke Yeboa.
Hmm.
I want to appreciate her for believing in me.
All right.
When I got married to her, I have nothing.
Hmm.
But glory be to God today. Because of the belief and the support she has on me today, I want to appreciate her. I love her so much.
I'm sure she's listening.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We have to go to the WhatsApp line now. Or should I take some WhatsApp messages?
Yes, take messages, please.
Okay. This one is coming from David. He says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? Happy International Women's Day. Anytime I remember this day, I always remember the impact of my mother on us. She was a very strong woman who stands still no matter the situations, most especially growing up in a volatile environment of Lagos Island. Kudos to my mom.
All right.
This one says, what's up, Lagos? I want to say happy Women's Day to my lovely wife, Mary Olemo from Abiodun Olemo.
Right,
beautiful. Man. Good morning, people. Want to wish my fiance, Miss Jackson, though she's in Kaduna, my mom, sisters, and all women, happy International Women's Day from Femi.
Femi, thank you.
Hi, guys. Good afternoon. Okay, it's good morning. Happy Women's Day to Mrs. Empress Okoro. She took I and my six siblings through school, even though she didn't have two and our parents couldn't. Happy Women's Day, Mom. You're the best. Wow.
All right.
Beautiful.
Yes,
okay.
So. All right, we got calls here. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? It's okay. What's your name, sir?
Happy International Women's Day to all the women in the whole world. Challenges. I'll take you to Lagos,
to Lagos. All right, what's up, Lagos? Yes, 3 minutes past 11. I wanted to turn it upside down. 3 minutes past 11. And we would like anybody that really wants to campaign, if you can come to our station. You know, meet our marketing unit. We see people moving around. Politicians are actually going out to talk to people. So, I mean, this is the time for you to come to Nigeria Info now. Our marketing, Idris is there, he's in the marketing unit. And people are there to take you in as you step in. We will be glad to have you on the show, but you just have 24 hours, yeah? Because after tomorrow, you'll be able to do this again. Come. If you hadn't done this since, you can do it now. So let's get to talk. Let's find out what you have for the people. Maybe you could tip someone to vote for you. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's too late. Maybe not. All right, so let's get to talk to politicians. This is the time. And I hope people out there know that this, you're seeing the power you have as if you're carrying that card of yours. It's not just a joke. Your PVC is your power. And you see, the terrain is actually supposed to be like this. It's this way in other climes. So Nigeria is getting there. We will come out of where we were. We're not where we want to be, but we're not where we used to be. All right. We're talking about this. International Women's Day is being celebrated today around the world. March 8th. It is a global celebration of the social, economic, and cultural and political achievements of women. Held every year on the same day. This has happened for the past 100 years. International Women's Day is also an opportunity to reflect on the on and further the push towards gender parity. Gender parity. You might be a man or maybe a woman out there. You don't think there is a problem. Women are discriminated against in various quarters. Believe me, gender parity is a goal. It's a wonderful goal. It's a good thing for us to get to. Imagine getting to somewhere and you don't just assume, you know, things as simple as you go to a restaurant with a woman and she's probably the one taking you out. Once you guys call for the bill, people just assume they give the man the bill. Yeah? And they say things when you're driving, people say, and my husband buy the car for you, all those things. We need to change the sets, the thinking. And today, as we celebrate this, you need to do something differently from what you used to do. Gender discrimination negatively impacts girls and women every day in almost every society. Nigeria inclusive. In some countries, they cannot dress as they like. They cannot drive. They cannot work at night. You know, there are some hotels that bar women from coming in. They don't care what you want. Any woman that comes, the woman of the night. So it is quite discriminating. Do you know how painful that could be? A CEO that wants to go and meet someone in a hotel somewhere in the night and they stop you at the gate. Madam, you can't enter. You know? So there's these things, we might gloss over them, but it is an issue. There are some really, you know, I mean, let me talk about Abuja exactly. I mean, you go to Abuja, there's some hotels that a woman needs a man to walk in with them. No matter your status, that is all shades of wrong. All shades of wrong, yeah? In some places, they can't even drive. Yes, you will say drive. Yes, they can't even do tanyanyanya and drive a car just because they are women, yeah? They can't inherit property. In some parts of Nigeria, this still subsists. They can't inherit property. They are children. They grow up with you as a male child, yet they can't inherit property. Yeah, and they also suffer a raft of oppressive laws, including controlling who they can marry. That bad. You can't marry this person. The lady has no choice in some parts. So these are the things. It's not just saying parity. You know, we're trying. These are. I'm trying to like break them down a bit. Who to marry? I mean, they will tell you you can't marry this person, and that's how it will stand. Yeah. So these are the things we're trying to get to, and let people address not only today, but from now on. Yeah. And in case of forced marriages, the woman just sits down, goes to spend the rest of her life with somebody she doesn't even want to be with. Because this is what society is doing to that gender. So if you want to gloss over it like just one day like that, I need you to think about this day. And even in countries such as even the US, where many women's rights are protected by law, 42% of working women say they have faced discrimination at work based on their gender. Sorry about that. While women are regularly paid less for doing the same job as their male counterparts. Let even come to football. That one, you see, professional football, women, I mean, I'm a professional footballer, you're a professional footballer. The only reason you are paying me less is because I'm a woman.
Wow.
So these things, if we don't focus on each of them, it will seem as if we're just having one of those days and we're talking about a happy International Women's Day. I just need for us to know what this is about. It is a thing. It is something. And I know many women that go through this, when they get to an office, most people that want to hire, they look away from the qualification and what that person can do. They look at the woman. And some women have had to make hard choices before they get employed. These things have to be stopped.
Don't even drop the ball on that one.
Yeah, no, really. They have to make hard choices. Some of them will either let the job go or compromise. So these things happen. Not many, I mean, I can say this organization for sure, we are 100% about doing the right things. Women are in positions of authority just by who they are, by what they can bring on the table. But how many companies want to be like CWIA? How many? So we're asking that. This is what we're talking about today. All right, this is what we're celebrating today. This is what we're marking today. Yeah. So we will open up the phone lines in a bit. And if there's anything, if you understand it, anything, if there's any part of this you want to drop a case on, this happened to me. This is what I saw. This is what I need
for us
to address. This maybe I've tried to see if I could cover everything, but if there's a part that is missed out, let's talk about it.
Let me also mention the fact that this is worthy of celebration, because you know last year it was accelerate equality and something about breaking the bias.
Yeah.
So this year now it's like we're taking it a notch higher and celebrating women in tech. People who are like breaking the bias really, because that's been like a male dominated profession for a very long time.
Among other fields.
Now, see how women are stepping up, you know, rising to the occasion and making things happen in tech spaces is amazing. I mean, I wouldn't even lie. Growing up, I'm that lady that I say this every time, even on radio, how the fear of maths for me, the beginning of, I don't know.
Yeah.
So when I see a woman who is mathematically, you know, inclined, like she knows mathematics, I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, what brain, let me check your hair, what kind of brain do you have? You see, and so it's worthy of celebration that, now it doesn't mean I see myself lesser because I'm good at other things that they may not be good at, but I mean, it's, you're looking at it like, okay, so women can actually do this thing. It's not a male brain dominated thing. Women can actually step up and do this thing. And so, yes. And you said, you mentioned something about what the women in our lives had to do, more like, you know, compromising or the kind of decisions they had to make in terms of, you know, doing some things. It will shock you what the women in your lives have actually compromised because they want to step up higher in life or do something.
Things you could get.
So why not celebrate them today of all days? Why
so they
not?
Have been celebrated. And we want to ask you, well, that's why we open up the phone line. It's not just saying, I want to thank my mom. Issues. Are there things we need to bring to the fore to talk about today that has to do with the woman from the girl child? There are women that have been through heaven and they've been through thick and thin to get to where they are. And we need to know, are there things we're overlooking? Are there things we need to put focus on?
Yeah.
The women are, I mean, getting in positions or even security. You find female bouncers, they exist, but how many of them are mechanics? People are doing stuff that men used to, but are they getting the encouragement?
are they? So if you have issues, things you need to, for us to focus on today, apart from just celebrating, yeah, you can celebrate them, but let it not just be 24 hours of
shout outs.
Recognize Women's Day. There's an issue. Someone's going to get married this Saturday to somebody she doesn't want to marry. Somebody's not going to get any inheritance this when their parents go, or maybe already done. So these are the things we should look into. Are there cases you want to bring to the table? Let's do this lovely morning. All right. 0700-993-993-993 or 01465-7190. All right, let's get to it. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Thank you for calling. Cheers to life.
What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Chinewa.
Cheche.
Cheche, Chiquito.
So, first of all, I want to do small amiibo. But let me remain on animals.
Okay, yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, Chichi, remain on animals.
Anochi.
I want to remain on animals. I want to do small amiibo.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, when you are discussing about power.
Yes.
I remember Marian. Marian, in the morning, Marian is giving us condition.
Hmm.
1 minute. Another one. If you call, Marian will just cut you off.
Hmm.
Power. Marian, power is intoxicating Marian. So, she's number one. Please, I hope you not tell her what I said.
No,
she's not even listening.
She's not listening at all. You know, she's trying to make you pee oddly, but it's a problem. Yes, we deal with her.
Hmm.
She should make that money show disorderly.
Mm-hmm.
Who does she think she is?
She will come to court on Friday.
We will deal with her. Don't worry. Go ahead.
Yes. Don't carry her up.
Yes. Don't mind that. To try to make you people orderly.
But she was trying to make you orderly now.
All right,
first off, I want to celebrate myself. I'm a superwoman.
Oh! That's my grandson.
I was there for my husband doing the answers. And secondly, this is this money hunt. What will I call it?
Money hunt. I'm looking for Naira now. So you are the one that the husband said, Nnebiko, Chinenyengwa, Gotori Meego.
You know now.
Hey, very powerful woman. Oh, yeah, Chinenye.
So, and another one that I want to say is that I want to debate all our women.
All right.
That make us be proud. And right. The late Dora Kunile.
Okay.
I want to celebrate all of them. And most of our female callers, blessing from Banana Island. Mention a few. Fesha, I'm celebrating you.
Hey, thank
Chine
you.
Chinewa, come and be going. You are using.
And my mother. I'm celebrating my mother. My mother is a superwoman.
Love you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Mama Chinewa, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm a boss.
She first called you. Then you want to do another.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Igbe.
What's up?
Yeah, that's my song. You omitted something that you want to let the women know. Hence, today is celebration day for women and entertainment for women.
Okay.
That the first 10 caller of your program will be giving 10,000 from Shred of Banyangmona.
I reject it by fire.
No, you are equal to the task now. Each woman should have 10,000 now. I owe you. What is that there?
Mommy, give me 1 million. Give me 1 million, mommy.
No, let's start from smaller one. One unit first now.
Okay.
Each woman should have 10,000.
Okay.
I think we should have 20,000.
All right.
Then, what's her name? The Feta has 20,000.
Okay.
So that must be a task that must be done. It's already on your neck.
Okay.
You must accompany the promise.
Yes. International Women's Day 2024. I will do it. I promise.
Okay. What's there, darling?
Yes.
The grassroots development of training women.
Yes.
Should start from primary to know their rights.
Okay.
And there should be a court or a panel or a police station well specified for women to report any hindrances or any embarrassment.
Love
that should be like that in the police station nearer to them or in the local government or in the world.
Okay.
That is what we are lacking.
That makes
the information is not given.
That makes a lot of sense. A lot of
hello?
Yes, we're here.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes. The grassroots information must be a task that must be done by their fellow women.
All right.
The women that say they are lawyer, they should be able to enhance this.
All right.
To brighten the women's rights and their mind.
All right. Thank you, Aigbe. Thank you very,
very
much.
Profound.
That makes a lot of
Love
sense.
It.
A lot of sense.
True.
What's
Good
up,
morning
Lagos?
To you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Just alive.
Yeah. My name is Udemebo.
Udemebo, I'm Mercedes.
I'm Mercedes, brother.
You didn't go.
Fine, sir.
All right, go ahead.
So, for me now, I want to sing one song. Yeah, we consign mom.
Okay. Oh, yeah, quickly, go ahead.
You know why I sing that song?
Mm-mm.
Mama and Papa, Nanani, for God.
Okay, they are taking care of the gift that God gave.
Yes. So for me, why I never celebrate Mama, but I will celebrate Mama with time.
Okay.
My Mama didn't do well for me.
Okay.
He didn't do well at all for me. Okay. And I believe for Nigeria today, now mommy them supposed to they help the youth for Nigeria today.
Mm.
They know mommy have done that. I like Unabuok. Thank all you, right. sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
yeah. So the moms and dads are nannies for God. Makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense.
All right. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
It's Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Yay!
Now you didn't say Elegbe Money again. No?
Emma Binu, this song Elegbe Money didn't enter that song. Sorry. Adeshewa, good morning.
Good morning. Happy International Women's Day.
Yes, ma'am.
See, I think we should look into sports.
Okay.
With girls now.
Okay.
I noticed what girls used to open their eyes and what they used to, as in. When they want to become mature, what they look into is different from what we went through. When we, like when I was growing up, I loved football a lot. So I opened my eyes as in I was mature inside sports. Come and see my children now playing ball on the field. You'll be looking at them. What's wrong with these girls? They don't even hold their body. To be as if it's the ball that is playing them.
Yeah.
No sports, nothing. But if you see them with pause, if you see them with music, they'll just... So we should really look into that as the way they are going into technology as in they are I would like this English. Let me use this English.
No, your badger, use another language, I will understand.
Okay. Mm. The way they are into online chatting and everything, getting connected with those that they don't see and they are already mesmerized, is getting out of hand. To me, so I think we really need to look into that. So
right.
You spoil my song that day, you pay for it.
I'm sorry now.
I'm not like that. What's up, Lagos?
What's up to Lagos? One happy Women's Day to all our women callers. Madam Ahiwe, Madam Ify, Sister Peace, Ngozi, Madam Gloria, Madam Victoria,
Adeshewa.
This is Oluwa Shola. Chinenyemwa from Ijeshatedo. Adeshewa from Ikorodu. All our grandmothers.
Yes.
I want to wish them a happy Women's Day.
Yes.
Sir.
There's one thing I want them to do.
Okay.
They should Google Kenya women. You know what Kenya women did when the men were messing around with them?
Yes.
Especially the politicians.
Yes.
Search, you remember?
Yes. We can't see it now.
Nigerian women should get in touch with the women in Kenya. Ask them, how did they do it?
Okay.
Let them do it with this, our so-called politicians high neck.
It's okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
You have their number.
It's okay.
Because they say you should get in touch. You have their phone number.
He said they should Google.
We should. Do you have a Hausa accent?
I
like to have it.
What you are talking about?
Ooh, love it. Okay. Hi. Good day. On this International Women's Day, I celebrate all the strong women who are breaking the bars in all spheres of life. Okay. The narrative is changing. We now have female pilots, head of state, truck drivers, etc. Women are a blessing. I'm proud of women.
All right. Nice one. There. You didn't put in your name, did you?
He didn't, but I think Kingsley from
Kingsley.
Lagos.
Okay. Kingsley, thank you.
Daniel says, I want to appreciate my wife, my mother, for bringing us up in a very wonderful way, my wife, Mrs. Susan Marvel Adiku. She's the reason behind whom I am today. Please help me celebrate her.
We celebrate you, madam. We do.
What's up, Lagos? Thank you to my lovely mom for being there for me all the time. No woman, no cry. Women are the best. Tony from Ijebu.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, I have a proposal. Yeah, what's up, Lagos? Happy International Women's Day, especially Feta. I hope I spelled that correctly. Yes, I'm coming to marry you. Is a diamond ring, Stephen from Okota. What should I say to him?
Tell him to meet me now, won't he?
Meet Stretch first.
Will you marry? Just come and marry her.
It's the audacity for me.
I'm telling you. Anyway. Just marry her off like that. Who do you think you are?
What do you think? Answer the question first. Oh. Then we can start from there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I think we can go to the phone lines now. We'll take one call before we go on that break. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
See what you have got. It's Steven.
Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Are you there? What's up, Lagos?
That's what I'm talking about.
He recorded it.
It's
recorded,
John.
What's your name?
No. Let me start from Feta. It's the International Women's
Day. Yes, you're doing the right thing.
Feta, how are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah. Quickly, we have to go on the break.
Let me wish a happy Women's Day to my mom, Mama Kiki. She really tried. Honestly, that woman, I am praying to God every day. Let him bless me so that I will celebrate that woman while she's alive before leaving this world.
But celebrate no matter how little you have, just start celebrating.
I'm doing my best now, but I want to celebrate. You know, that golden casket, I want to do golden casket while she's alive, not when she's dead.
Yes, exactly. Yes. That's the spirit. All right.
I wish Alex and the rest, because many people have called and nobody has mentioned Alex. Let me mention Alex now. Alex, chairlady of Nigerian Info. I'm wishing her also happy International Women's Day.
Thank you. We have to go on that break now. Thank you so much.
All right. So we'll go on. We'll be back. Yes. Remember, we're trying to bring things to the fore that we could ignore. We'll be back. Your musical career just jumped out of the window now. Did you ever want to be a musician?
Yes. Everybody thought I was going to be a musician. All my friends in secondary school thought I was going to be an actress and a singer, but I'm saying the same line. Singing on the mic, and acting.
Take it easy. I have to give you the detail. No, I checked your dossier. I thought you were going to lie now. I checked and I realized that yes.
You verified.
I verified in primary four. This is what she did. Wow. These are the things that... So, your past. I'm telling you out there now, you. Mm. You might want to do something in the future now. Things you are doing and posting. I see some women. Yes, you are going on the internet. You are opening your entire body.
Because it's Women's Day, not about Women's Day. But even this Women's Day itself, we collect.
Yes. you think because you are 18, you will be 28, you will be 48, you will be 58, and the internet will not forget. You will not forget it.
That girl,
so watch what the integrity is defined simply as what you do when nobody is watching. That's integrity. What are you doing now? Not like tomorrow you say, you know, that was when I was a young child. I was stealing and killing and jumping fence. Will count. So be easy, all right? Have that line. Have your beliefs, all right? Let it be that we're celebrating International Women's Day, 8th of March every year. And this year, United Nations and the entire world, they're theming this Digit All.
Innovation and Technology, for Gender Equality. Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. And that's what's happening today. Different scary statistics. Women make only 22% of artificial intelligence workers globally. 44%, a global analysis of 133 AI systems across industries found that 42.2% demonstrate gender bias.
Wow.
A survey of women journalists, that's the one that concerns us, from 125 countries found that 73% had suffered online violence in the course of their work. 73%. That is huge. All right, so it's not just us mouthing it. Happy International Women's Day. There are issues to be dealt with. And in our country here, we talked about things like as simple as women cannot inherit. Imagine you gave birth to four children and one is a woman. Three of them are guys, or maybe even one is a guy, the three are women. These other three cannot inherit what that guy will get. It is all shades of wrong. So we're talking about things like this. In some countries, they can't even drive. In Nigeria, because of things that forced into society, some women can't even walk into some hotels at night by themselves.
You know the name they'll call them now.
Yes.
I don't have to tell
no
you.
No matter your status, even if you are driving the longest limousine, they will tell you a man must come with you. You go to a restaurant to eat, you and a woman, maybe she's paying the bill, maybe she's even your boss. And you sit there, they'll bring the bill to the man. They'll see you driving on the road, I have a woman like you. Things like that. So we're trying to address these issues and we're asking you to bring to the fore anything you think we've looked away from, or the international community is looking at them. They're talking AI.
That's what concerns them.
But this year,
the other areas
we're looking to. Are there other areas you think we should put the light onto? All right. 0700-993-993-993, the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. And we've put some roses on the special number for women. 01465-7190. 01465-7190.
I would say you can get through these numbers, but you want to send a text message. You can do that by sending that message to this number, 0809.
What's up?
Send that message to this number, 0809-597-5805. WhatsApp message only, okay? 0809-597-5805.
I remember a teacher that taught me in school when I was in primary school, Mrs. Arimoro. Mm. Okay, so Mrs. Arimoro will figure out when you're being bullied. Mm. She will call you to the side. She will tell you what to do. And she will go and meet your bully and threaten him. She does this for, we're 32 in class. Mm. She knew everybody by name. Those were professional teachers. But I think she could do this because she was a mother.
She could see through.
Yes.
Or maybe even she's had experiences like that.
Yes.
And she knows that there are some people who will be going through that thing in class and can't even say.
Yeah, it's easier for you also to cry on her shoulder. You know, when she comes, what happened? Nothing. What happened? Nothing. What happened? You drop it on her. All right, let's get to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
I'm here.
What's up, Lagos?
Here.
Oh, yeah, say what's up, Lagos now. What's your name?
What's up, Lagos?
Now, wow. What's your name?
It's Ransom.
You say?
I don't think your line is that good.
Francis. Bye-bye.
Maybe you try to call us back because that line is not so good. Good morning to you. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Turn on the volume of your radio.
I've already done that one.
Okay, one.
Because I just have a plea to make. First one, make una look into my matter now. The other day I said on the test that I go shout. Make una look into my matter now. And Igwe Victor, they talk.
Igwe Victor, have you gone to download the Now app?
Yes, I even screenshot the app.
You have your code has been sent.
Yes, my ID, everything. I did the screenshot and sent to your WhatsApp. If you roll down, you will see my details.
Igwe, for us not to roll down, in Jesus' name, send it now. Let's take it now while we're in the studio so I don't roll down. Oh, yeah, send it now. Send it again now, all right? Thank you, Igwe. All right, so, yeah, that's where it is. International Women's Day is his money that...
Yeah, that is pretty huge.
Messages here, or you will go to Fulham's.
Let me take some messages. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Happy International Women's Day to all women in the world. Our labor of love will not be in vain. I want to greet the Amazons in Nigeria Info, Joyce, Sandra, Marianne, Ada Blessing, and the lady with the beautiful voice, Feta. Oh, thank you. Greetings to you, Alaja Adigbola at Maryland Estate, my mentor.
All right.
Okay, from Princess Abbey in Surulere. Okay.
Princess, thank you very much.
Nice. On this International Women's Day, I wish all women in the world the best of this year, and especially for the women in my life, Mrs. Comfort Oluwalade, who had her birthday on March 6th. I'm wishing her happy and many blissful years ahead. And for my mother, Mrs. Olufunke Ogunlade, I thank her very much for her continued sacrifice. I wish her many years in prosperity and health. The same goes for Mrs. Bolaji, Mrs. Omoyeni, and Mrs. Ulubenga. Wishing all of them a year full of testimonies and victory. Happy International Women's Day to all my super women.
All right, beautiful. Someone's on the phone line this morning. What's up, take us? Oops, sorry about that. 0700-993-993-993. Let's find out who you are. Give us a WhatsApp, Lagos.
Oh, please turn down the volume.
What's your name?
My name is Sheo. I'm calling from Lekki.
Sheo, I love your energy. Sheo, welcome to the show this morning.
Thanks to live. Happy International Women's Day.
Yes, Sheo.
Feta, Marianne, Ada Blessing, Adeze Michael, Sarafina,
everybody,
Joyce, everybody. Happy International Women's Day. We don't have women in our life. We are single.
You don't have a mother.
My mother is dead, actually, but we are single to stoop on. So happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why are you laughing at me?
God, I like
you have a woman in your life.
Yes.
Who is the woman in your life?
If you are asking me if I have a woman in my life, then I'll have to go and reappraise my women in my life. How can you be asking me if I have a woman in my life? Aren't you a woman? Aren't you my life?
No, in the,
why are you rejecting me?
It's not that
I am hurt.
I don't like the fact that you are laughing at Sheo.
No,
it's not his fault.
Sheo said he's single to stupor.
Single to stupor. It's not his fault.
That got me.
It's a very wicked laugh.
Single to stupor.
You
know, you're sitting there, you're single. Yeah, did you?
As in,
single is smelling
today everywhere. Today of all days. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yay!
Alive.
This is the only Eze one of Odogolu.
Eze of Odogolu.
Every other one are fake.
Yes, I know you have like 32 wives.
I'm telling you, my wife, you cannot even count them.
Eze of Odogolu.
Aoka Ome Kambo.
Igadi.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I wish my only, the only wife, happy Woman's Day.
Hello.
And my mama went on that, so I wish her happy Mother's Day because I see their life. I remember them.
Yes.
I remember our honorable lady, Okonjo Iwala. Mm-hmm. It's from my village.
Okay.
So, I wish her a happy Woman Day, very big one in that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Which other person I go wish? All the Nigerian Info women, everybody there, including that lady way there near your side there.
My name is Feta.
Help me tell them, say happy Woman Day. Shake them hand, I beg.
Feta, collect shake.